זה נקרא את קטעי המקור בנושא השיעור שלנו מנצחים את המלחמה בכותרת להילחם עם יצר הרע. אנחנו בקטע מספר 13. כל אלו האיסורים אינם שורים רק על קליפת הגוף שלנו הזו, שלא נבראה אלא למיטה וקבורה. שזה מלמד אותנו שהרצון לקבל לעצמו שבו לא נברא, אלא רק למחותו ולהעבירו מהעולם, ולהופכו לרצון להשפיע. והאיסורים שאנו סובלים אינם אלא גילויים לגלות האפסיות וההזק הרובצת עליו. ובואו ראה, בעת שכל בני העולם יסכימו פה אחד לבטל ולבאר את הרצון לקבל לעצמם שבהם, ולא יהיה להם שום רצון אלא להשפיע לחבריהם, אז היו מתבטלים כל הדאגות וכל המזיקים מהארץ. כל אחד היה בטוח בחיים בריאים ושלמים, שהרי כל אחד מאיתנו היה לו עולם גדול שידאג בעדו וימלא את צרכיו. אמנם בזמן שכל אחד אין לו אלא הרצון לקבל לעצמו, מכאן כל הדאגות, האיסורים והמלחמות והשחיתות שאין לנו מפלט מהם, שמחלישים גופנו בכל מיני מחלות ומכאובים. ואינך מוצא שכל אלו האיסורים המצויים בעולמנו אינם אלא גילויים מוצאים לעינינו בכדי לדחוף אותנו לבטל את קליפת הגוף הרעה ולקבל צורה שלמה של רצון להשפיע.
זאת אומרת, אנחנו חייבים לקבל כל הדברים שעוברים עלינו כאיסורים, ושיש להם תפקיד אחד, להביא אותנו למצב הנכון. ובזה יש להתפתחות שלנו או דרך איסורים, שאנחנו מתפתחים על ידי הדחפים מאחורה, ש... לוחצים עלינו, דוקרים אותנו ומכוונים אותנו בסופו של דבר בכל זאת על ידי הרבה בעיות, מחלות, איסורים, להגיע לכל פעם להחלטות יותר ויותר ויותר מתקדמות, נכונות. זו דרך איסורים, דרך מאוד לא קלה, והעיקר זה שהיא ארוכה מאוד, כן? כי אנחנו צריכים לעבור על כל מצב ומצב כמה שלבים עד שאנחנו קובעים שהמצב הזה הוא מצב שאנחנו מזמינים אותו, שאנחנו לא בסדר, שאנחנו צריכים להשתנות, ועל ידי השינוי שאנחנו עושים על עצמנו, שפונים, מתפללים ומבקשים וכן הלאה, אז המצב הזה משתנה. ואם אנחנו לא פונים ולא מבקשים, אז אנחנו עושים את זה בדרך ארץ, זאת אומרת כמו כל העולם, ואז הדרך היא עוד יותר רוקה. ויש דרך חוץ מזה, דרך תורה, מה שחומת הקבלה מסבירה לנו מראש מה מטרת האיסורים, איך אנחנו צריכים לא להיכנס לתוך הדבר הזה, אבל איך להתקדם אם לא נרגיש את האיסורים. אז אנחנו צריכים בעצמנו מראש לראות את האיסורים האלה בזה שלא מסכימים עם התפתחות הנכונה. ואז יוצא שגם כן האיסורים שאנחנו מתירים לעצמנו הם איסורים מיוחדים, הם איסורים מחוסר דביקות, מחוסר חיבור, ולכן הדרך היא כולה אפילו במצבים שאנחנו לא מרגישים נעימות. בכל זאת היא דרך תורה, שהיא כולה אור, שבכל מקום שאנחנו נמצאים, בכל שלב שבה אנחנו תמיד מתקדמים על ידי הכרת הרע ועשיית הטוב.
Well, everyone wakes up and well, there is individual correction which is in each and every person, and there is the general correction which is between all people.
Okay, thank you, I understood.
Yes, we have to reach the general correction, and they shall all know me from the least of them to the greatest of them, which is both in each and every person. All of his desires and his thoughts are all already directed to in order to bestow, and also in practice in our bodies, in all human beings, in the whole of humanity. It is difficult for us to depict that, but it can happen from above through our practice. These forms of the will to receive.
The question is how, during the time that suffering has come upon a person or upon humanity, is it even possible to define, to feel, to agree that it's only upon the klipa of the body and that it's not on us, seemingly?
This all depends on man's work, the extent to which one tries to divide himself to in order to receive and in order to bestow. So that one starts from the fact that this is me, and this is the group, the environment, the society. Michael, let's continue.
We're going to move to excerpt number 14 from Bala Sulam. I've already said that there are two ways to discover perfection: the path of Torah and the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and the hydrogen bombs. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one. God forbid, and the bombs will do their thing, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance. While everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world. For no person will be concerned with his own good whatsoever, but only with the good of others.
Theology, zoology, whatever it is, but in the relations between people, those are already the spiritual laws, and we need to learn them and keep them. And here, we truly have no choice but only to understand that, to digest that, and to accept these things in the right way. Otherwise, we're causing damage to ourselves. You cannot change the laws of nature. It's just that to the extent that you do not keep them, you reach blows. And we have now developed throughout our history, our evolution, up to the point where we must learn the laws of society and to determine ourselves in the right way in keeping them, keeping the laws of society. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about. Why doesn't he talk about the heavens and everything that is happening there? Because that's not the heavens. These things have to exist here, now, in this place, in this world, in the relations between us. And this is why let's study them and let's try to keep them in the relations between us, and we will see how much the spiritual world must be revealed between us right here.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Dear Rav, at this moment, the Russians are attacking the nuclear plant in Zaporozhye. If it explodes, it can influence the world in a horrible way. If you could turn to the government of Israel to influence Putin and maybe influence him about this.
I will do something a lot stronger. I am turning to all the friends of Bnei Baruch all over the world. Let us pray that all the fights that exist everywhere in the world, and especially what is happening now there between Russia and the Ukraine, that it will all calm down and will be solved in the right way. That's it. Our prayer includes all the problems and disasters that may be. So let us do that. That's it. You have a force in your hand. You can turn to the upper force so that he will keep it and make it so that there will be no disaster. So go ahead and do it.
Baltia 4.
Rafa, какая вероятность, что вся человечество пойдет?
What's the chance that all of humanity will follow the path of Torah without being pushed? And maybe we don't need for all of humanity to do that, only part of it?
Yes. In order to reach the good states, the corrected states, it's enough if all of those people that the Creator awakens their hearts will turn to the right path, to the right direction, the right goal, and in that way they will start to work together in achieving that goal, that we all connect together, and out of all of us together we turn to the Creator and we demand from Him that He will perform the correction. This is what is required. And following us, the whole world will also turn. But it's enough to get it started. It's enough to have a small group like us. And we need to do that. We need to feel that this is our duty right here, right now. Human beings on the animate level, and besides that, there is an interconnection between us where we operate in a system which is all the system of interconnection between us, human beings. And human beings, that's not my body. It's my awareness, my consciousness, my goals. In that too, we connect and influence each other. So we're saying that that system of interconnection between us, we have to bring it to a proper state.
That's it. What does it mean to turn to this system? Or when we talk about prayer, what does it mean if it's a network of connections, a net of desires between us? Can you interpret what it means to turn in prayer to it?
To try to reach, you shall love your friend as yourself, as much as possible.
So meaning we are working on connection, we're acquiring the software of the system, or
we are inside that network. We cannot run away from it. Certainly, we exist inside that net.
So what makes all the difference between going in the path of suffering and the path of Torah?
Our attitude. If we do not take part in that system, determining the relations between us in the right way, if we don't make an effort towards that, and we don't want to be closer to each other, to be as one man in one heart, then we're not operating correctly. We're not arranging the system, we're not correcting it, fixing it. And then in that way, what are we doing? We are only getting blows and suffering, and the blows and suffering, as Bala Sulam writes, in the end they do teach us, however it's on the path of suffering. It's a long way, a very unpleasant way, and even a third world war or a fourth world war might come through such states. They come upon us in order to obligate us, nevertheless, to see that there is no choice, but only the connection between us is the purpose of our life.
I'm trying to understand exactly what is the path of Torah, specifically. If it's a network of connection between us, the path of Torah, to draw the reforming light, that means to turn to the state of connection that already exists between us.
What connection exists between us? There is no connection that exists between us.
So what is it to draw the reforming light?
That we actually want to connect between us, and we see that we're not capable of it because between us there is a force of hatred, rejection, envy, etc. And so we turn to the Creator in order for Him to correct that connection between us from bad to good. And in that good force, we discover what does it mean, Bo Ure, come and see the Creator. From something, and it's opposite. This is how we discover Him. And the revelation of the Creator to the created beings, that is the purpose of the whole of creation, the purpose of our correction. That are even worse. I hope that we nevertheless are capable, if we will want, above reason, meaning even though we seemingly feel relatively okay, but if we nevertheless will connect, and this has nothing to do with who you belong to, Ukrainians, Russians, Jews, or it doesn't even matter who and what. The mutual complementation, the mutual wholeness, shlemut, shalom, peace is from the word shlemut, wholeness. We have to do it, and everybody lacks this, everyone. In the corrected state, there is room for everyone, and everyone feels themselves in a state of wholeness, perfection. So we have to reach that state, and it is achieved only through connection upon the hatred, the rejection, as we learn. So let's hope that we will truly operate towards that and we will reach that. And this is becoming more and more clarified each and every day. Peter 1.
В отрывке Бали Сулам пишет про третью и четвертую мировую войну.
It's written about the third and the fourth world war. If it happens, God forbid,
if it happens,
why will we need not to go through all that? If we do our work spiritually and battle the evil inclination, we won't need corporeal sufferings to push us to correct our spiritual states, our corporeal states, but rather we will approach the correction right away on a spiritual level without observing the sufferings on the corporeal level. That's it. That's the whole thing. What do we learn for? Only in order to rise from the corporeal level and define corrections on this level in the relations between us. At which point we won't have to have corporeal sufferings and wars and such problems. But for that, we need to learn and to create the right connections between us. Define them. And the main thing is love thy friend as thyself. Where it is done above self-annulment.
Раф, подскажите, вот товарищ с Николаева спрашивает, не может сам задать.
A friend from Nikolaev is asking, he cannot ask himself right now. People, as long as we've existed for thousands of years, they've been killing each other. And during that same time, the sages from the whole world teach us something. We don't study anything. We can't see the end here. So what's the idea here?
That we need to define a new way. A path of Torah, a path of light, which is explained to us by people who have attained the essence of creation and the purpose of creation. They teach us. And we can see that there's endless sufferings, wars, and problems on one hand. On the other hand, the end can be if we nevertheless advance towards keeping the general law of nature, which is the right connection between all the parts of nature. It won't help you if you sit and cry, but rather do one moment to the next, day after day, a little more and a little more. We need to see these things, that they're nevertheless taking place. The connection between us which comes and takes place more and more. Let's hope that we will merit to see the results from our efforts. But to just say in advance that it's like it was, it will also be, and humanity can't be without wars and anything, I understand the despair, and the reason for the despair is clear to me, but there's no choice. We must receive what is being revealed to those of attainment and what they define for us. Besides that, I want to add here, there are people that attain spirituality, but at the same opportunity of them attaining spirituality, they can't perform great corrections in the world. And specifically us, who are in concealment, can hear it from them and carry out these spiritual rules and laws in our world, in our situation, in our state. And this is actually a huge thing that is upon us. It doesn't matter what state I'm in, I must do what the Kabbalists tell me, because specifically through that there is a great correction. Or if I don't attain and observe, and they attain and can't do what I can do, execute it. That's it. Think about it. Every single thing, you have the 4 degrees.
So what does it mean to connect between us? How to create such a connection between these differences?
Love covers all crimes. We connect between us in order to complete one another. The greatest of all can't do anything without the lowest of them all. Everything has to be connected. Hence, there's no question here whatsoever. Each state is a good state on its own. All that's missing is the connection between them all.
Can I ask more about that? There is this issue where we say that we want to feel the suffering that the friends in the Ukraine are going through right now. There are tens who do not feel it. They don't feel...
I understand that, because they're in a state in which they're not yet connected to one another, and therefore they can't feel the tens that are in some kind of suffering, and therefore, because of that lack of connection, they can't feel it. That lack of connection, we're all to blame for. We need to try and to perform a connection between everyone. That's from heart to heart, and not according to the internet lines.
But what does it mean? What is the connection How can the connection between us in the ten? How can we feel the suffering that the friends are going through? How is the connection between us in the ten? Let's say my ten. How does the connection between us? How can it contain the suffering that the other friends are feeling?
That's the exact word, to contain. We need to absorb the lack of connection there is in the whole world, Kli, into the ten. Each needs to feel it inside his ten. And then, accordingly, feel the extent in which we can, by connecting between us, between us in the ten, to correct the whole collective ten of all of Bnei Baruch together. It's not simple, but we will soon begin to reveal that, discover that. Yes. That's how we reveal all of reality. At first it appears to you like it's a 10, and then you see that, no, it's not the 10. This is the general system in which all the worlds exist and everyone is there. And what I thought, which was that it's just a few of my friends only? No. Each of them. Read it again.
15 again. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. These are the friends, as they sit together and are not separated from each other. At first, they seem like people at war, wishing to kill one another. Then they return to being in brotherly love. The Creator says about them, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to also sit together. The word also comes to include the Shekhinah with them. Moreover, the Creator listens to their words, and He has contentment, and He delights with them.
Shalom Rav, Chavarim.
Hello Rav, friends. It says that the Creator listens to their words and he's happy with that. What are these words? They're speaking.
That which each turns to the other from heart to heart. So the Creator rejoices from that. Because that which moves one's heart to the other's heart, the Creator receives that and hears, meaning feels. It's included in the general net of the souls. The Creator is between the souls and the connection between them. Therefore, if we need to reveal Him, we need to reveal the connection between the hearts. Yes.
Excerpt number 16. At the end of the day, this is a group of people who have gathered to be together in one place under one leader. With superhuman courage, they face up to all those who rise against them. Indeed, they are brave men with a strong spirit. And they are determined not to retreat one inch. They are first-class warriors, fighting the war against the inclination to their last drop of blood. And their only wish is to win the battle for the glory of His name. On the one hand, it seems that in the work between us, we're really trying to do more things. The friends are connecting in prayers, hundreds of friends, thousands, men, women. On the other hand, on the corporeal world, we see that the state, the result is becoming worse and worse. So what are we still missing out that we can add today, tomorrow?
We miss only in one thing, and the connection between us and prayer to the Creator. There are two things that we need to do to connect so that there will be the prayer of many and for it to be aimed to the Creator altogether. Nothing except for that. If those stages we would observe, you'll see what will happen.
Yesterday we were together, 850 friends in the evening. What was missing there? Let's say, it did feel like the prayer of many.
Yes, yes. But more than likely, we need more. According to the egoistic will to receive that is revealed now from the sin of the tree of knowledge, from the shattering of the vessel of Adam Rishon. So our effort to connect and to ask needs to be more. We are in steps that are they're coming closer to more and more correction, and therefore it's not enough. On the other hand, it's good. It's a sign that we have advanced, that we are being given each time more important work, more complex work. Yes.
How can we strengthen the incorporation between us in the world clear? Because we can truly feel that the friends in the Ukraine are doing a lot more. They're carrying much more on their shoulders. The Creator is really pressuring them down. And
we need to strengthen them in the connection between us all, to include them all, of course, in the center of the connection between us. And I would say that not just the friends from Ukraine, but also our friends from Russia, as we all must eventually be in one kli, and I don't want to divide this war, which is dividing us into two, maybe, but we need at every given moment, in every state, to effort at feeling ourselves as being in an embrace, in a connection, in a system, in one ten. And there are no forces that can differentiate and distance between us. It could be even that Russian and that Ukrainian guy that are battling against each other, let's say. And we, nevertheless, need to try to bring them closer together. Not who will win, but the connection between them will win. That's what we need. And not just them. We, with them together, all of humanity. Because just as you, I hear, are very concerned that they could blow up their some nuclear power plant or something like that. There's no lack of possibilities here. Everyone remembers Chernobyl. So there are power plants that are no less dangerous power plants. And therefore, it's a huge problem. That is a big problem. And there could be a huge threat here, and it could truly, these things can be played with. We need as much as possible to come to more connection, to reach this connection faster with all the friends, and by that raise a prayer from the connection between us, and from this prayer we will attain the solution. What solution? I don't know. I know that in the connection the solution exists.
If I would be there in the battles in the Ukraine, I'm sure that all day long would be praying. But how can we strengthen this embrace, this connection, so that...
That's the whole thing, that those that are in the battles could be in prayer, it could be that not. It's drawing him to the battle and to all kinds of actions. We need here, despite the fact that we don't feel the battles on in a tangible way, we need to be in our battle on the level that we don't let go of the prayer.
Last question. Yesterday, I heard from friends who are in the Ukraine and they see the horrors really opposite their eyes. They don't manage to justify the situation. How, on the one hand, can you see with your own eyes something which is horrendous? On the other hand, justify the Creator?
I'll tell you. It's very difficult. And it comes to each and every one. And no one can assure himself that he will be able to hold on to the spiritual way, path, when all kinds of horrible corporeal pictures come his way. But we must understand that our entire differentiation, as we are around the globe and it's round, it's so that we will hold on to one another as we're in a round system. And this is how we will advance. There's no choice, only specifically through the connection between us. This is the time that we need to understand that this is given to us as an opportunity to connect between us around the globe, our entire organization, our world organization, and then we will really come to a great correction, to a revelation of the Creator, to everyone. Do you understand what this could be? And it, this opportunity is being awakened for us. We should not miss.
Thank you, Ra. A question from my turn. How can we be sure that the Creator is with us when we come together for unity to connect as a ten?
To the extent in which you want for the Creator to be between you, He'll be with between you. If you really want, you'll start to reveal Him as He is truly between you, practically, in your senses, in your feelings. Yes, Odessa.
If you don't count Israel, in Russia and in Ukraine, that is the largest number of friends that we have in terms of the number of people here. And the war is also here. So it turns out that where we have the greatest groups, we also have the greatest correction. Are these things related?
There's a hero in quantity and hero in quality. We don't need to make calculations against that because it's temporary, like this and like that, it happens. But what I recommend is that in all those opportunities that we have to connect and to turn to the Creator to perform corrections, don't neglect those opportunities. And ask at every given opportunity closer to become closer to the Creator. This needs to take place in the connection between us. We cannot reveal Him unless it's through the connection between us. The Creator is not there. All of a sudden, the group connects more and more, connects and starts to discover that inside there's something that's called the Creator, the force of connection, the force of love. Love, the force that completes between them, and that's how He's revealed. And if they distance, then you don't see it. You can't attain it. When they come closer, then those points come closer and become the image of the Creator, the character of the Creator.
PT24, they're asking if our main effort in towards connection in these days should focus on the general connection throughout the whole world Kli, or nevertheless connection in the tents.
Connection in this and in that, but more of an emphasis on the world Kli. Yes.
From Moscow 8, how can we carry out the correction and cover everything with love if nevertheless the opposite side emerges and we don't yet have the power to overcome it?
The bad that is revealed is the shattering that's being revealed. And it is being revealed to the extent in which we are capable of correcting it. Therefore, don't think that the bad that's being revealed is being revealed beyond my forces. It's exactly custom to my forces and my abilities. It's arranged that way. Therefore, it's upon us to work on it.
From Petach Tikva, they're asking, in the tent, there is a feeling that we have reached a kind of a permanent state. How can we deepen our work?
Now it can't be permanent. Now we have daily conditions, new conditions every day, where the evil in the world is being revealed in a more powerful way and in a way that we truly feel it, we sense it. So therefore, let's put forth a huge effort. We have the opportunity to come to the revelation of the Creator to the created beings. Next.
A friend writes, we must have huge forces of faith in order to keep all the advice of the Kabbalists. So what depends on how is it dependent on the person if the Creator takes away his force of faith?
To pray, the Creator doesn't need the faith. He doesn't need our attainments. He needs the prayer, the appeal to Him, the request for us to ask, because He has everything in Him. He doesn't need the end of correction. He needs the revelation of desires on our behalf. Because to start with, the end of correction exists. So what is the Creator missing? He's missing the request on our behalf, the deficiency for that state of the end of correction.
From Rehovot, what else are we lacking in order to reach the right prayer, the right outcry, so that the war will stop?
Operate love and the war will stop. It's very simple. And love, we heard how you can activate it. So let's activate it and see how we nullify the war, cancel the war. You can see it in practice. Try to now activate the force of connection, the force of love, to the extent that you will cancel the force of war, the force of love against the force of hatred. Try. We are capable. If we don't succeed, we will do more and more again and again.
Next. From the Australia group, what does it mean that they fought until their last drop of blood? What is blood in spirituality? What kind of an example is that?
Dam, blood, comes from the word domem, still. It's the lowest degree. The lowest spiritual degree is called dam, blood. And what to do? What is the last drop of blood? Meaning the lowest possible degree, meaning when we come down, we continue to battle for connection.
We're reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. The article is The Peace in the World. we are in the subtitle, Good and Bad, are evaluated by the actions of the individual towards society. Before we examine the correction of evil in the human race, we must first determine the value of those abstract terms, good and bad. When we define an act or an attribute as good or bad, we should clarify with regard to whom that attribute or act is good or bad. To understand this, we must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective, between the individual and the collective that the individual lives and nourishes from in both matter and spirit, and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Unity 4.
Any questions? Go ahead. Unity 4.
Unity 4.
Unity 4. Oh, no question? So, take off your question mark. Let's continue, Michael.
And in our subject, the benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa, we appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear.
What is there to speak about here?
So how do you reach that wholeness?
You reach wholeness when everyone reaches wholeness. When you depend on them and they depend on you, that's called Arvut.
Ita 3.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav. Good morning, Rav. Ravash says that we need to act as if we feel big problems in front of us. What do we need to do in the 10? It's a quantity or quality work, or it's a work of patience, or is a work where I need to take a decision of my life respect to my 10.
We need to care for the connection, to make sure that we're all as one system, acting in a way that everyone feels everyone else and everyone worries about everyone else, because everyone has one goal, harmony between us. Harmony in the language of Kabbalah is incorporation, when each one is incorporated in everyone else. And then there are no problems, because each one does according to his feeling. Exactly, I feel it. this is what I should do in the connection with everyone. You know, there's this, exercise, or when you put a metronome, I don't know how you call it here, but each one starts jumping according to it, is the way it is, and then with time, and pretty quickly, they start. I think I saw it in the internet also.
There are such clips.
Then they start together. So how does that one relate to another? It's just a piece of metal with a spring. There's nothing there. So how do they start doing it together? Because nonetheless, there is one force that unites everything. And even in the still level, you can see what's going on. So we have to reach such a state that also for us, it's only that here it's our effort. We have to want it to happen. Then the general operating force, the Creator, will operate on us. And then the heartbeats, everything each and everyone has, will be incompletion. It won't be the same. We won't be the same. We're all different. But one will complete the other. The others. That's what we need.
Where is the freedom of the individual to ruin something in the entire system?
This freedom stems from free choice. When you and your free choice can corrupt the whole system, and you can correct the whole system. When the general and the individual are equal. This is something we need to learn and to practically learn on ourselves, in our flesh. Complete system means until the last individual agrees out of his own free choice with the whole system, this system will not be corrected and whole.
So that means that the only ones that can ruin are us.
That's true, yes. Well, let's continue, Michal.
We are in the paragraph, these matters are crystal clear. These matters are crystal clear, both from the perspective of the truth in them, and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit. Since individuals are parts of the whole, and the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
Спасибо, Раф. Вопрос от десятки. Как включить силы?
Thank you, Rav. Question from the 10. How to activate the force of love.
The force of love, how can we discover it? It's in the connection between us. And to the extent that we discover the rejection, accordingly, we need to discover connection and love, and how much each time when we want to advance, we will advance in the revelation of the rejection, and the more one advances, the more we have to place the force of love above it. That's how we advance, left, right, hatred, love, that's why in no place in life, in any state we're in, we have to know that's how we will advance. It may be life with children, with a spouse, in a family, in society, in any human society, if there are two, and even a person with himself, because he's made of and broken, everything is in such states of development, of revelation, of darkness and light, darkness and light. That's how everything happens.
Можно задать личный вопрос сейчас. Вот
именно в
должен ли человек каждый раз на переходе от
In this process, should a person every time he moves from hate to love, should he discover how much he can do it?
Адам
and then reach prayer.
When a person moves from hatred to love, he has to try to discover the upper force. In the lowest things, even between partners, spouses, and it doesn't matter. Here, the Creator shows him how he is under the control of the upper force, both in a bad way and in a good way, and that all he wants is to discover the Creator in these transitions between good to bad and bad to good, and that everything is in the hands of the Creator, and the person only needs to diminish himself, to annul himself to this force, to this control.
Latin 3.
Latin 3.
Shalom, ¿cómo es esto que dice en el artículo que el que daña al colectivo toma parte del daño?
It's written that he who causes damage to the collective takes his part of the damage. So how does that work?
Whenever you harm someone, you're going to have to correct it. And that's especially with respect to the collective. Yes. That's why we have to be very cautious of not doing any harm to anyone, and especially to the group, to everyone. That's even more.
What does it mean that the Creator, what does it mean to feel the Creator in the corporeal relationships?
As the source of all the relationships. The source of all relationships. That's what the Creator performs. That's where he has to be revealed. See any more questions? Let's go.
It turns out that the collective and the individual are one, and this one and the same. And the individual is not harmed because of his enslavement to the collective, since the freedom of the collective and the freedom of the individual are one and the same. Two, as they share the good, they also share the freedom. Thus, good attributes and bad attributes, good deeds and bad deeds, are evaluated only with respect to the benefit of the public. Of course, the above words apply if all the individuals perform their role toward the public to the fullest and receive no more than they deserve, nor take more than their friends share. But if a part of the collective does not behave accordingly, as a result, they do not harm the collective, but they too are harmed. We should not discuss further something that is known to all, and the aforesaid is only the drawback. The place needs correction. Namely, each and every individual will understand that his own benefit and the benefit. It seems the war is beyond two nations, but two approaches in humanity, the liberal and the conservative. Will there be like a middle approach that will settle this?
The approach that will settle everything between everyone is the middle line about which the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks and teaches. This is called love covers all crimes. That's it. When both the left and the right themselves cannot govern reality, only the middle line.
And though they will remain the two approaches, that's going to stay?
Until the final correction, for sure. After that, I cannot say. I don't understand in practice how it will happen after the final correction. That the middle line includes both, this is something we do learn, but to practically see it, I don't know. That's by the upper force that will bestow upon us, and we'll want to be in a mutual concession, mutual connection, mutual control, only to sustain the Creator above us.
Thank you, Rav. The good or bad deeds, are they valued only according to the collective? So we should balance the good and bad all the time between us in our relationships?
Yes.
So when I say the Creator is the good that does good, is that He shows me His attitude between the good and the bad?
Yes. Yes, He's giving you an opportunity to always come to the middle line.
Thank you,
Rav.
He himself is the middle line, and He also lets you be in the middle line. That's where you reach adhesion with them. Yes.
So here there must be an active work in the feelings of the individual. Meaning from this, I work on the soul of the friend, and he works on mine. If I understand this correctly.
Correct. So what's the problem?
So the deeds point to my intentions.
That's right. Well,
so in the 10, we must do mechanical actions in order to reach lo lishma, not for her sake. And then we understand that I really want it but can't. But to hold on to the thought that from this I can reach for her sake.
You can only reach lishma for her sake only through the Creator. When you turn to them and He brings you to the corrected state. This state, the middle line, is something we cannot really depict and we cannot reach because the force of the Creator, this middle line, that's the origin of the two forces, the positive and negative. That's how they created us. But what are we going to do now, Michael?
Can
I keep asking?
In short, one sentence.
So we have to add in our exertion from below. We need to add in our exertion a prayer, a request for the connection between us. The rest isn't important to me. If I'm told what Gmar Tikkun, the end of correction, is that where we're all connected and that can happen only by the forces of the Creator, so that's what I have to worry about. That's what I have to reach. And all the philosophy in the middle, leave it alone. The main thing is that it won't bother you from asking the right necessary things, which is the connection and the middle line between us. That's why everything depends on dissemination.
How can we operate the heart?
The heart is operated by operating it, by our means, environment, creator. When a person awakens them, that's it. You know, there are toys that you twist a key. How do you call it?
Switch,
a key.
Spring.
You wind it up and then that little rabbit jumps. So you need to start twisting that rabbit, that key, and then we'll start jumping.
I can't reach the spring, it's in my back.
Well,
no,
you're right. Ask the friends. Turn to them and tell them you're expecting of them to activate you.
Can I activate the friends?
You can activate them. Yes, man will help his friends.
But I'm not the creator. I don't have the ability to awaken.
To activate the desire of the friend, you can. Each one is in charge of the friend's desire. On his own, no. On the friends, yes. You can 1,000 times, or you've already done it, that you promised yourself that you'll be a good boy and
that
you'll do everything right. And what happens? As usual, as we see you, even though 1,000 times already you took a decision, why didn't it work? Because you, for yourself, you can't do anything. You're not the landlord of yourself. Turn the place where the key that is activating your hearts for the friend is and ask them, and you'll see how much it'll work.
Feeling, right? Basically.
Yeah.
Good. So if it's in the feeling, in the emotion, maybe we don't have the feeling of this midline. So what happens to all our prayers where we're all praying? Are they answered?
We must pray for one principle, closeness between humans, because the distance brings all the negative things. And we see it. So how do we reach the good things? Only through closeness.
Hold on. And the condition, and when the prayers are answered, it's only under the condition that we're in the middle line, or it has nothing to do with that at all?
No, it doesn't matter what state we're in. It matters who we're aiming towards. If we're aiming towards the connection between the friends in order to activate the Creator, so He bestows upon us and brings us an even more powerful connection, that He can be revealed there and enjoy us, that is the correct plea.
So it doesn't depend if you have an attainment or not. Prayers are answered anyhow.
As if you're not in attainment and far from it.
And the prayers are answered?
Yes.
What's not clear is why if a person gets more than he exerted for, it's on the account of others.
The system is closed. It's a closed system. That if someone receives more than what's in that system, he takes it on account of the others.
It's not even mentally, it's not intellectually, it's not comprehensible. What if I get some inheritance or qualities?
Don't give me inheritance or examples from this world that is to begin with corrupted. Depict to yourself a system that is balanced, that each one gives that system what he can on his behalf, and then according to that, each one receives from the system what he needs in order to exist, in order to be able to give back to the system what it needs from him. So then the whole system is in harmony, in a mutual balance. One state to the next.
And how do we bring back the system to balance?
By new conditions, that we again, as we were in the previous state, we were balanced, until we come out of a balance through an external cause. Now we need to include this external cause inside us to find how we can balance it, complete it, and we take a step ahead in order to complete it, and then we reach a new balance, and then step by step.
So suppose now the war between Ukraine and Russia. What is it? It's a kind of a lack of balance in the system, right?
Right.
So how can we bring this lack of balance back?
We can, by us bestowing upward towards the upper force, that he is the cause that took us out of balance, and from a small lack of balance to a bigger unbalance. And now we need to search how we can turn to him. How we reach him. How we demand, ask, that he balances between us in the new state. That's God. He who makes peace above will make peace on us.
Amen.
Amen.
That's how it is. Man to correction.
Argentina. Rav, how can we know that what we're asking for in our prayer is what we really need?
You have to decide between you what you need. I think that except for connection between us, balance between us, where we reveal the Creator, we don't need anything but that. The simplest relationships between us, but if they will be on such an equal level that we all agree, that we all want this to happen in such a way, they'll be sufficient, these relationships, so there the Creator can be revealed.
From Mach Israel 1, I really don't want to harm the system. Can we understand through the 10 that my intention is not complete and how to correct it?
I can't be good to the system if in all my forces I don't pull it to mutual completion, towards connection. That's what I must do.
Allah.
Next.
Moscow 6. All requests start from gratitude and connection with the Creator. So how to strengthen the gratitude to the Creator above reason?
If we don't receive the Creator as the good that does good, because he does everything for our good, even these blows that he's awakening now between everybody and the suffering, so we can't turn to him. We don't turn to the source of evil. We are closed up inside. We need not to reach fear towards the Creator that is doing all these things between us. We need to reach spiritual fear. It's opposite of regular fear. Fear is towards me that I'm afraid. Spiritual fear is towards the Creator. Will I be able to give him contentment? That's what we have to be concerned about. If we can invert ourselves from self-concern to being concerned about him, meaning going from reception to bestowal, everything will be solved. Everything will be solved.
Group. I didn't understand what's the advancement from one state to another, from one balance to another balance. What's the difference between this balance to the next one?
The advancement is in height. The height of the balance. On what trouble can I overcome? And above this trouble, I see perfection, wholeness. Above what sufferings do I overcome? Hatred, demands, all kinds. And connect to the Creator with love and mutuality. That's the difference between degrees in spirituality. Until I reach a state of love will cover all crimes. And then the world is really revealed as all good. But before it, even one before last degree, I still discover the world that is completely evil in a horrible way. Those are called the wars of the Messiah. That's why every time we advance, we have to go into the left, the bad, and the right, the good. More left bad, more right good. And each time more and more, that's how we ascend on the degrees. That's why we have to get used to it, to understand that only in this way we can advance.
From Moscow 6, why does the world need to suffer in such a horrible way? Because we cannot unite and pray to the Creator.
Correct, but that's how the system is built. What can you do? In this system that we're in, there are parts of the system that are suffering more and parts that are suffering less. Those are enjoying themselves and they don't care, and those below are suffering and they feel great suffering. All these things, we later on in Gemara Tikkun will see how they complete each other. But for now, we only have work in completing it ourselves and attaining advancement.
About the work and advancement, from Petach Tikva, there is a question. If I can succeed in rising above, can the friends elevate me instead of me?
Of course, and it's always like that. I can never overcome. Only the friends can help me and help me rise. That's a matter of man and society.
Rav, a question about the prayer, yesterday's prayer. I wanted to ask. In one of the connections, there were about 400 friends. During the day, there were 400, and in the evening, more than 800. It gave us a very big impression. We're going to relate differently to all the horrible things that are occurring. Should we keep on going with these prayers, and how to make them more beneficial so that the Creator will hear them? It's really special.
The fact that we have to keep doing it, it's a must. We have to keep doing it and develop it. How to do it? You have to learn that on your own, from day to day, and also from lesson to lesson. Today the lesson is different than yesterday, and somewhat. I gave a lot more than yesterday, at least what I feel. This lesson, also in the material itself, also in the explanation, also in the intensity, and hear it again, the lesson, and it'll be more clear what to do in your prayers. We need to pray. If we want to awaken the Creator, that we depend on Him, and the final correction depends on Him, so we have to awaken Him according to His own nature, that He who makes peace above will make peace on us, that we turn to Him only in a simple way, as much as it is more heartful
give us the ability to connect in with our different hearts and different thoughts and different desires, and by us, even though we don't understand where we are, make a connection between us, a whole, complete connection between us, that we complete each other, that I need to have love and him hate, or hate with me and love with him. And in this way we complete each other, like a socket, minus and plus. That way, give us the opportunity to connect between us, that from all these connections, we will understand and feel your reality. That your reality is called wholeness. Wholeness. Completion. Peace, shalom, is from the word shalem, whole, that the plus and minus connect together. How can it be that they connect together? That in the middle, there's a resistor, resistance. And when there is resistance between them, they can connect. And then specifically show their actions upon the resistance in the middle. Otherwise, it'll be a short circuit and they both disappear. So the Creator won't let that happen. It has to be through resistance. That's how the Patsuf works. That below, you have the coarseness, the restriction, the screen, the reflected light, and connection with the upper light. And then to the extent that we have the coarseness, there's an increasing of the upper force that it doesn't even seem, we don't even see it. What's the difference between the upper light in the upper world or the light in our world? Just by us adding our desire, it's like in an amplifier. When you amplify forces, sounds, electricity, the against becomes for. That's what we need to do. Try to talk about it more and see as much as through our difficult states, with our resistance, that's what's desired for us, to demand the Creator and ask Him to connect to us. And all the differences, the big differences between us and Him, they will become the light, the place that shines, that illuminates. Good luck to you all, and good health, and a good day. We'll see you during the day in the prayers, and in the end of the day in the prayers, and we'll connect more and more.